bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the first chapter of 1 John. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let me ask, as you look back on your life, what would you change? What would you do differently if you were given a second chance? One person, when asked that question, said, I regret having lived the first part of my life as a follower. I've done much of what I've done just because somebody told me to. If I could start over again tomorrow, I would ask more questions and seek more answers. When someone tells me no, I would ask why not. When someone tells me yes, I would want to know why. Another individual said, if I could do things over, I would tell my mom and dad that I love them more than I did while I had them on earth. I would have not worried about things that really do not matter that much. Yes, most of us have things we would like to do over, including some things which are sinful and sinister. Do you need an example or two? How about the person who said, if I could go back in time to 2 years ago, I would have never cheated and my wife would have made her happy and tried to be with her every day. If I could go back to 1 year ago, I would have never said all the awful things I did to my son. I would never have left him leave the house. But the only exception I know to this rule of doing things over is our Lord and Savior Jesus. In contrast to the times we have sinned, Jesus was perfect. When we said yes to the devil's temptations, Jesus gave a resounding no. When we followed the ways of the world, Jesus was always doing His Father's work. Finally, at the end of His life, as He hung upon the cross to destroy our sins, Jesus could look back and say with confidence and in victory, "It is finished." The job hadn't been partially done, nor had it been poorly done. His life didn't call for a bunch of do-overs. Without regret, He could say, "My work has been done perfectly." That fact was proven 3 days later when He rose physically from the grave. If Jesus had, anywhere along the line, made a mistake or done the Father's will imperfectly, the son of the carpenter from Nazareth would have stayed in his grave, and there would have been no Christian church. But Christ is risen, and because He has, all of us who acknowledge Jesus as Savior are confident that our sins have been forgiven, forgotten, and no longer able to accuse us. Which explains why none of us will ever want a do-over when it comes to our faith in the Savior. We pray, Dear Lord, there are many things which I have done wrong and would like to do over and change. Today I am thankful that Jesus' perfection covers my flaws, falsity, foolishness, and sin. May I always live in a world which points others to the wonders of His love. In the Redeemer's name, Amen.